This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
It's miraculous what can happen when dreams meet opportunity and hard work. Your dreams come true and much, much more than you ever dreamed. So here we are today, standing in front of this statue, knowing the greats that already have immortalized in bronze around this grand old ballpark, the heroes of the youth and the heroes of Cubs baseball.
That was Ryan Sandberg at his statue unveiling ceremony last year outside of Wrigley Field, with the entire Cubs team looking on from the upper deck there at Wrigley Field. It is Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla today alongside Marshall Harris, and we are live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Ian Happ will be here at 11:25. Mark Grody, who spent plenty of time around the Cubs during Ryan Sandberg's career, and then when Sandberg was around the team for that World Series run. We'll get Grody's thoughts coming up at 1 o'clock. But joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline, download the Circus Sports app today. Covered those Cubs teams for many a year for the Daily Herald. Pleasure to welcome in Bruce Miles. Bruce, how you holding up this morning, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, it's a sad day, not only for Cubs fans, but I think for everybody around baseball, because Ryan Sandberg was kind of the epitome of the guy who played with style and grace. He achieved fame and fortune, but he never courted it, and he let his play on the field do all the talking for him. So I think it's a sad day simply because he affected so many people. And I made the point on my Facebook page today, which is open for viewing, that he was to one generation of fans what Ernie Banks was to an older generation. Ryan Sandberg was the reason a lot of people became fans of the Cubs, and because they were on WGN, the superstation, was the reason they became fans of baseball. So it's quite a tremendous loss.
Bruce, I was one of the kids growing up on that superstation following Ryan Sandberg and the Cubs of a certain era, if you will. And I wonder how much that made him more of a national figure than just playing for the Chicago Cubs. You mentioned that. What do you think his impact was? Because you said not just the Cubs, but also just baseball in general.
Oh, I think it was tremendous because, you know, he had the superstation, and then, of course, the Sandberg game was on NBC when the NBC game of the week was still a big deal. People gathered around their TVs all across the country to watch the game of the week. Bob Costas was calling the game. He hits two game-tying home runs off of Bruce Sutter, then the premier reliever in the game with the hated Cardinals, formerly a Cub. But I think because of all of those things, the impact was tremendous because people got to see how Ryan Sandberg played the game every day. And I've been listening, and you guys have talked about it. Not a lot of flash and dash, not a lot of diving plays, simply because he was always in the right spot in the right time. And, you know, I think a lot of kids picked up a glove and maybe went out to second base and tried to imitate or emulate Rhino.
Yeah, I know me personally, the hop
the hop throw to first base. Bruce, me and my brother would try to do that all day, every day, just trying to get that perfect hop to the first baseman over there.
Oh, yeah, that was Rhino. And in his later years, he had Mark Grace. And the throw was always at Gracie's chest. It was never in the dirt or over his head. So it was, you could tell that, and like Rhino said, hours and hours of practice and trying to perfect that.
I look at this day as something that we saw coming because we knew Ryan was in failing health. And Ryan, really, the way he was able to galvanize a fan base, even as he was dealing with cancer, kind of spoke to how much he meant to this fan base. What do you think his biggest impact was on the fans? Because it seems like we have so many endless, countless stories of fans' personal interactions with him.
I think it's because of his nature as a human being. Definitely an introverted person, maybe even a shy person. But in my own dealings with him, I didn't know him all that well. My predecessor, Barry Rosner, covered him extensively. I covered Ryan in his later years, and then I have some stories about him managing in the minor leagues. But whenever you needed Rhino, even though he wasn't going to court anything, he was always there. If I had a question, or if I was working on a story, or I have a chapter in him on my book, and I said, Rhino, do you have a few minutes? He goes, whatever you need. And it was always that way with him. And if you go to the Cubs convention, you know, fans, I've seen stories on social media all day about standing in line for hours. And I heard it on your show, and that Ryan would sign the autograph and always ask how you're doing and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's just the warmth of the person, even though he wasn't the outgoing extrovert guy. You know, he wasn't, hey, let's play two like Ernie was, or a voluble talker like Mark Grace was, or the flash and dash of Sammy Sosa. It was just, there was a genuineness, I guess I'm trying to say, about him.
Is there one moment that stands out, whether it's through your personal interactions or a moment of his on the field? Obviously, the Ryan Sandberg game is one that first comes to mind for a lot of people. But is there when I say Ryan Sandberg, what is it that you think of?
Yeah, to me, it's the Sandberg game. It has to be. And I think that's flattering to him because it stood out so much because Rhino was every day. He was the everyday workaday guy who was out there every day. And you might not have remembered many diving catches because there weren't many, because he was in the right spot. But I think it was that game. And I got to know Ryan a little bit in his later years. And I got to visit with him in Iowa when he was managing in the minor leagues. And what stuck out to me was, here's a Hall of Famer. He's riding buses in the minor leagues, going up through A ball, double A ball, triple A ball, trying to get that job in the major leagues. And I visited him in Iowa once, and it was the middle of an August afternoon, hot as heck, and he's sweating, hitting ground ball after ground ball after ground ball to Cubs minor league infielders. So it's maybe with me, it's a compilation of things.
Bruce Miles joining us, former beat writer for the Daily Herald, covering the Cubs for 31 years. You talked a little bit about the minor leagues and the way that he came up, right? Because he tried to get back to Wrigley Field as the manager. It did not work out for him. But there's so many stories along the way. We have assistant general manager of the Iowa Cubs, Randy Weehofer, tells a story about Ryan Sandberg and coming back from a road trip, a garbage can set up in the clubhouse for players to toss their extra soap and shampoo. And so the Cubs would return to Iowa. The manager, Sandberg, his wife, he would take those gatherings to local shelters to donate. I mean, every time I turn the page and find another something about Ryan Sandberg, it seems to be of this caliber. Does that speak to you about what kind of person he was, Bruce?
Oh, yes, it does. And that's funny because I was going to mention the exact same thing. So I went down there in 2010 to do a story on Rhino, spent 2 days with him. And that's the first thing I noticed when I went into the clubhouse, this whole area of for players to whatever items they were, toiletries or household items or maybe canned food, whatever it was. Rhino had a sign there in his own writing, you know, please donate if you can. And you could just see the players' respect for this man. Now, on the other side of that coin, Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Famer, I asked a couple of players about that. They said, you'd never know it. You would never know he's in the Hall of Fame because he never lorded it over us. It was never, I did things this way, or look at me, I'm Ryan Sandberg, I'm in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, I, you know, deigned to come down here to treat you lowly minor leaguers. they never knew it because he just came to work. He applied the same work ethic in the minor leagues that he did as a player, you know, and it's kind of a shame that he never did get to manage the Cubs. But on the other hand, they had some pretty bad teams in those days. So maybe they ultimately did him a favor. He went on to manage the Phillies, his original team. So kind of a shame. We'll never know. But again, who knows how it would have worked out.
The segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we talk with Bruce Miles, who covered the Cubs for a long, long time for the Daily Herald. And you mentioned Barry Rosner. He'll be on with the afternoon guys coming up today at 4, and Bob Costas at 5. Craig Counsell will join the guys at 3 as we continue to remember Ryan Sandberg all day long here on The Score. And you talked about he wanted to manage the Cubs and had his time managing with the Phillies. We talk about he knew his place in Cubs history and what he meant to fans, but he understood what he meant to the future generations of baseball and what is now the current generation of baseball, and really had an impact on that World Series team and the Cubs team up until today. Bruce, he remained around this team and was always willing to just talk baseball with those guys.
Yeah, in fact, when I was covering the Cubs, and I did so from 98 through 2019, there were times after games I would get done in the clubhouse after game. I'd be walking up the ramps and Rhino would be coming down. He was either at a team function or visiting some folks in the box, and he would just stop and we would talk about a play or two during the game, and he either liked it or he didn't. And when he was in the minor leagues, well, how well did he do? Well, he turned out a Gold Glove second baseman named Darwin Barney, who had just come up when I went down to see Rhino down there. And he talked glowingly about how, you know, Darwin took to the work ethic. And when Darwin came up to the Cubs, he credited Ryan Sandberg with a lot of things. And the last few years, I've gotten to work with Rhino because I'm on the committee that selects players and people for the Cubs Hall of Fame. Ryan was on that committee, and he took it very seriously. So when you saw him on Induction Sunday, you know, he was shaking hands, but you could tell he took this very seriously, this Cubs Hall of Fame, and he gave a lot of thought to whom he was voting for or not voting for.
What do you think it meant to Rhino to be able to achieve his post-playing dream of managing at the major league level? I know it didn't happen with the Cubs, even though he was the PCL Manager of the Year with the Iowa Cubs. He went to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, led that team to the International League Championship, and then it seems like he got the path there. He was a third base coach for the Phillies under Charlie Manuel. When Manuel gets fired, he becomes the interim manager and then takes over as the manager. What do you think it meant for him to get to that dream?
I think it meant the world to him because guys just don't put in the time in the minor leagues to be a show off or to do it for some other reason. He went down there, A-ball, double-A, riding those buses, long bus rides, and he had a point to prove, or he wanted to achieve something. And again, I think it's so impressive because how many Hall of Famers do that? Count them on one hand, probably. So I think it meant the world for him to get that job in Philadelphia, the organization with whom he began and who foolishly traded him away in a deal we all know about. But I think it really it was like climbing, getting to the top of the mountain for him. And unfortunately, it wasn't the greatest of situations in Philly. It didn't work out in the end, but it wasn't for a lack of trying or a lack of dedication on the part of Ryan Sandberg.
That is Bruce Miles, longtime Cubs beat reporter for the Daily Herald, remembering, sharing his memories and celebrating Ryan Sandberg with us today here on The Score on Rahimi and Harris. And he joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Bruce, really appreciate your time and your insight and your thoughts on this day.
Well, thank you. You guys are doing a wonderful job with this.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
We appreciate that. I mentioned Barry Rosner, Bob Costas, 4 and 5, on with Spiegel and Holmes today. Nico Horner makes his weekly appearance with the guys at 2:30, right out of the gates. Craig Counsell at 3. So much more. And Ian Happ will join us coming up in just a few minutes here with his remembrances of the Cubs as well. And we want to hear from you guys at 312-644-6767. Let's get a few texts in before we talk with Ian Happ here coming up in just a few minutes. This one from the 815 Marshall that says, growing up a Cubs fan in the early 90s, I also played Little League. I was not a good player. But my dad, who was my head coach, always said I could be the next Ryan Sandberg as he put me at second base. Ryan seemed like such a regular guy who worked really hard, so I thought I could. Lost dad 2 years ago to cancer. I'm sure dad's helping to welcome Ryan home with all the others who loved that man.
630 on the text line. Last year when Ryan was going through his chemo, I would leave inspirational messages to him. He would read every comment. He would respond to and did to my message. Not many do that. He did. It's the connection with the fans, man. That's at the end of the day, he made so many people who supported the Cubs and him specifically on the field feel like they were valued because of the way he interacted with them.
Yeah, man, you can't say enough about, I mean, the player that he was, but you really can't say enough about the man that he was and how much he meant to Cubs fans. It's really astounding when you think about it. Not a lot of guys necessarily have that. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. We'll hit a quick break here. On the other side, we'll talk with Cubs outfielder, makes his weekly appearance here on the Rahimi and Harris Show, Ian Happ, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
And now Ian Happ. Is it a pickle? Here's chaos. Ball hits Ian Happ. There's a collision, and Happ is ruled that he's going to score. It's interference, and it's 5-1 Cubs. Oh, baby.
Gold Glove Award winner, host of the Compound Podcast.
There's a whole generation of Cubs fans that just absolutely adored Rhino. Rhino's one of the most special, and I can't say enough about just what he meant to all of us, the fan base and the players.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
It is Rahimi and Harris. Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi today alongside Marshall Harris. We just received word that Larry Boa will join us at 1:45 on the show. Just part of a laundry list of people coming through the score today to remember and celebrate the memory of Ryan Sandberg, and joining us now to do that, he joins this show every week, but a little different feel to the appearance this week, is Cubs outfielder Ian Happ. Ian, I know Craig broke the news to you guys yesterday in the locker room after the game of Ryan Sandberg's passing. That had to be a tough moment. He was a big part of this current Cubs team.
Yeah, just really tough. Tough news to get for the group, and I think Rhino just being there for us in spring training, doing everything he could to, while he was going through treatment, to want to be in Arizona and make that trip and spend time with us, I think was so meaningful to the group. And so we appreciate every second we got with him, and probably one of the coolest things was at CubsCon, just the standing ovation that he got at CubsCon from all the other Hall of Famers, from everybody there when he was announced. And I'm glad that we got to honor him in a few different ways over the last year or so.
Ian, tell us what Rhino means to you personally, because I know you guys have developed a relationship, you having been with the Cubs for as long as you have, and he's been such a great ambassador, not just for the Cubs, but also for the game, but also so helpful with the team itself.
Yeah, I think just him being around, always with a smile, always with kind of positive assurances over the years, whether he was coming in to throw out first pitches or just at the ballpark or there to do Hall of Fame stuff. It was always positive. He was always uplifting when he was around. But I think as a player, just the example that he set of not only how to play the game the right way, and you know, he was obviously a superstar, but how to carry himself off the field as well, and just every time he spoke, every time he represented the Cubs franchise, he did it with grace, and it was just a perfect example for a young player of what it looks like to be a Cub for a long time. And so just looking up to him and being able to pick his brain and spend some time with him was a treat and something I'll never forget.
We've heard from so many Cubs fans since the news last night of meeting Ryan Sandberg and them being starstruck at the initial meeting, and then him just being such a nice, approachable guy that he kind of took that away, and you realize this was just a dude and a really good dude on top of being, as you said, a superstar player. Do you remember the first time you met Rhino, and was there any starstruck element to it, and how easy, how comfortable did he make it for you?
Yeah, I met him for the first time in 17 in spring training. Going into my rookie year, my first major league camp, and trying to be a second baseman. And so talking to him around the turtle, you know, trying to pick his brain about playing second base. We were talking about turning double plays and, you know, the difference between, you know, what it was then. The rule had just come in, whether that year or a year prior, about not being able to break up double plays. And I'm talking to him about guys trying to tackle him coming into the bag. And just him giving me some words of wisdom and some thoughts on what he tried to do. And as someone who completely revolutionized the second base position, just being, you know, 22 years old at that time and getting to have that conversation, was like, wow, this is really cool.
As a student of the game, as we're joined by Ian Happ, who joins us regularly each and every week here on Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi. As a student of the game, what did you know about Ryan Sandberg growing up, and what was either confirmed or like, how did your opinion of him evolve in the greater sense of baseball?
Yeah, I think, you know, knowing that he was one of the best to ever do it in the Hall of Famer, but then being a part of the organization, getting to know him more, getting to look deeper into the numbers and seeing like, oh my God, the guy's, but he had 10 All-Star games and, you know, 7 Silver Slugger, 9 Gold Glove, all the, not like, just you look at the career number, you know, he's a great player, but then you really look at the career numbers, you're like, wow, this is insanity. And then as you get in the game longer and start to think about it, like, he changed what it meant to play second base, power hitting second baseman and a big body over there playing second, and that type of frame could do that. Like, you just, you think about his impact over the course of his career and how it changed kind of the future of baseball. And that's pretty rare. And so just having that awe and amazement for kind of what he accomplished, and then you play in Wrigley for a long time and understand how the wind blows and the fact that he had all those home runs. And I think it just, and like said all along, just the way that he carried himself through all of that is the most impressive part.
Craig said last night that once a week he'll think about and talk with one of his assistants about 13 triples in one season. Wrigley Field. As somebody who plays at Wrigley Field, how remarkable is that for folks who can't quite wrap their head around what 13 triples at Wrigley Field in one season really is?
I'm still trying to figure it out. We asked him about it, and you know, he the left field line triple, he could do it. He was fast enough and got out of the box well enough to, if he hit it down to that 355 corner, getting around and sniffing out a triple. I've seen Nico do that a couple times, but 13 in a year is pretty impressive. There's not a lot of triples at Wrigley. That's, you look at some of those triples numbers he had over the years. He had a bunch of years with, you know, was 7 or 13 in that range of triples, and that's like, it doesn't happen much anymore.
If you're right-handed, that makes it even that much harder. That's why I can't wrap my head around it. I just thought maybe from your vantage point, you could figure out how that's getting done that many times.
Absolutely not. That's crazy. It's, as a left-handed hitter, you know, you got to really get one into the corner to hit a triple there, and as a right-handed hitter, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I need to go back and see some old video of some of those.
Ian, just to talk about the biggest series, I guess, of the year so far that you guys are playing in right now. I know that news had to be just terrible on top of the way the game actually went down. How do you bounce back as a team today, knowing that news weighing on your hearts, but also you got baseball to play, and it's a pretty big series going up against the Brewers, who are now a game ahead of you in first place.
Yeah, you know, if there's anything that Ryan would want, it's for us to go out and, you know, play the game the right way. I know that he was watching every day at the end and really locked in on the team and enjoying watching us play. So I think last night, you know, we had a good first inning there and got out to a little bit of a lead, and just, he did a good job. The pitcher did a good job of coming back after that inning and being really shut down, and got really good stuff. So I think we've done a good job all year of bouncing back from losses and being able to right the ship a little bit. And so, you know, that's the goal tonight. We go out and have really quality at bats and even up this series.
You mentioned that you guys have been able to avoid the long losing streaks or any sort of spiral, which is hard to do over the course of a 162 game season. Is that resilience and that bounce back something that Craig Counsell preaches to you guys, or is that just something that's sort of a fabric of your team and the makeup of who you guys are?
Yeah, I think it's just more the identity of the group. I think kind of the steadiness of the pitching staff and the bullpen and what they give us. And then offensively, you know, we just got a bunch of consistent hitters that go out and have professional and good at bats. So that gives us a chance every day. And I think we're always putting ourselves, we have the ability to score base running and play great defense every day. You know, we're always giving ourselves a chance to be in a baseball game. And so I think that kind of mitigates the long spells. Doesn't mean that we're immune to it, but it's something that we've been really good at this year, is not dropping a bunch of games in a row and really coming back and playing good baseball after a tough night and kind of being able to move on. It's the veteran presence in the locker room, that one of those contributing factors. So that's the goal, you know, is to, you have a tough loss, just wipe it and go play the next day.
So we know you have a great chance every time you guys step out in the field. As we talk to Ian Happ, the Gold Glove left fielder for the Chicago Cubs, here on Raheem and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla on this Tuesday. Looking at the Fangraphs right now, 95.2% chance to make the playoffs, a 48% chance to win the division. Obviously, that can change depending on what happens the next couple of days specifically. But the trade deadline is 2 days away, and we have not seen the major movement that we're expecting in the starting pitching market. I don't know how closely you've been following because you've got your hands full right now, but are you surprised that more hasn't happened as we're just 48 hours out? It feels more like the NBA trade deadline maybe than the MLB trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like every year we kind of sit and we wait and we say there should be a bunch of moves and what's happening, and then everybody's waiting to try to get the best package they can as far as teams selling, and they're weighing a bunch of different offers. And I think that you're going to see a flurry of moves on the actual deadline day, especially with it being a day where a bunch of teams have off. So I know a couple teams have been a little bit aggressive, made a few moves early, but there's going to be a flurry late. That's just how it always is.
I want to bring it back to Rhino before we let you go, Ian. And we talked about the triples. Marshall and I were talking earlier in the show about the fact that this man, 5-6 years into his career, became a power hitter and all of a sudden was hitting 40 bombs as an already established all-star for the things that we talked about, yeah. The defense, the triples, the speed, all that stuff. Can you, and I think it's interesting to get a player perspective on this, can you imagine just completely changing your hitter profile like the 7-8 years into your baseball career?
No, it's pretty amazing. I know that we've seen it from a handful of guys over the years. Like Justin Turner is a good example of like a guy that he tapped into his power later in his career. But yeah, I think for him being that caliber player, he didn't have to wholesale who he was to be a great baseball player. But he always wanted to get better. I think that's one of the things, just talking to him, his confidence and his like always wanting to be the best version of himself. Like you could really feel that even when his playing career was over. And so, yeah, to be able to do that at that point in his career is just, it's remarkable. I remember I was talking to him after the statue unveiling around that weekend, and he was talking about the leadoff hitter in front of him stealing, and he'd be like, yeah, if it was a strike, I would just hit a double and he would score. And if it was a ball, I'd take it and he would steal the base. It was like, man, if I felt like that in the box, I would be in a really great place.
That is kind of crazy. Amazing. Before we let you go, I did want to ask you about the big moment from the Crosstown Classic over the weekend, big rubber game on Sunday, and talk about a welcome to the league moment. You gave it, I think, to Colson Montgomery as you gave him that Sunday Chicago Bears treatment, really running him over on that pickle play in which you were able to score after Nico Hoerner looked like he was dead to rights at first base. What did you think of that play? And Colson Montgomery, I guess you really treated him like a rookie on that play.
Nico did a great job of staying in that rundown after the ball was thrown behind him. Stayed in it long enough for me to draw a throw. And then just backing up towards third and feeling I was close enough to create some contact, and you know, being able to score a run in that situation on a broken play is big difference maker in that game. It just I think we did a good job the whole day of kind of playing the game smart.
That's Ian Happ, brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And he joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Ian, really appreciate your time always, but especially today as we remember Ryan Sandberg. And go get one for Rhino tonight, man. We'll all be watching.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
There's Ian Happ joining us. And haven't mentioned this today, but it's all the more relevant and prescient that the Score is once again teaming up with the Cubs and Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. It all starts at 10 a.m. this Thursday, July 31st, right here on 670 The Score. Danny Parkins will host the radiothon, which will feature inspiring stories and many donation incentives. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for Cancer Research, and I'll be part of it. I'll be doing the overnight with Danny. I was already pumped, excited, happy to be a part of something like that. Marshall, I know you and Layla will be a part of it, and it just feels like I said, all the more important now with the news of Ryan Sandberg and his passing yesterday, what we're doing to benefit cancer research so that we have fewer days like this where we're remembering and celebrating and mourning the memory of folks who we love and who have played a big part in our lives. And I'm personally looking forward to that, and that we can make an impact doing what we do here on the Score.
24 hours of fundraising, sir, with all those proceeds going to such a great cause. Also want to remind people that tonight it is the Cubs and Brewers, beginning a huge series from Milwaukee. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05. Pat Hughes is on the call along with Ryan Coomer. So that's coming up on 670 The Score, also on the app, and also it's the Cubs Southwest Airlines Radio Network.
Hit a quick break. We will talk with, Mark Grody will be here at 1 o'clock for the entire 1 o'clock hour, which will include Larry Boa, who joins us at 1:45. But open phone lines for and text lines for you between now and then at 312-644-6767. As we remember Ryan Sandberg on the Score today, it's Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi. That's Marshall Harris. We're back right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, Mark, that was the other part of it, was awareness and just getting the word out about what I was going through, and basically staying on top of things and getting that message out to men that out there that might be following me, and a little bit of advice, but awareness, how important it is to get checked and get your medical checkups.
There's Ryan Sandberg with Mark Grody last year right here on The Score. It is Rahimi and Harris, Rami Makhlouf in for Layla Rahimi today alongside Marshall Harris as we remember the man, the legend that was Ryan Sandberg, passed away yesterday, sadly, at the age of 65 after a long battle with prostate cancer. I said earlier in the show, Marshall, like him along with Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, like they were the superheroes of my childhood growing up, and it still doesn't feel real to, like, Superman doesn't die. You know what I mean? Like, superheroes don't pass. And I'm still, there have been many times throughout the show today, and I'm sure there will be more where I get goosebumps, I get choked up, I have to turn my phone or I have to turn my microphone off. And I know a lot of Cubs fans out there are feeling the same way today. And we want to hear from you at 312-644-6767.
I think it comes as any passing does in waves.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you're okay, you're good, and then it really hits you because someone will say something or a memory will pop up into your head, and that's when it really hits. And you talk about goosebumps, shivers. Understanding the emotional impact and the weight that this legend of the game, legend of Chicago, Ryan Sandberg, carried with him everywhere he went. He could walk into a room and just own the room, walk down the street and get stopped by multiple people. Ryan Sandberg is the Cubs.
Yep.
That's the kind of equation we're talking about.
And to have that sort of aura is like a soft-spoken, just not a very vocal guy and kind of a shy guy. That tells you all you need to know about Rhino and what he meant to Chicago. Let's get in some of your calls, some of your texts at 312-644-6767 before we hear a little bit of his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But let's go out to Waukegan. And Alex, you're on the score. Alex, what's going on, man?
Oh, I have two fun one memories of Rhino. I first watched him in 1984 at the age of 5 years old during the National League Championship game, but he made a play to our great Leon Durham, the Bull.
Yeah, I remember that. And again, this is my childhood, then, man. Some of these names you're talking about.
Mine too. And then in 1989 was my first Cubs game in July. I took three cards with me, Rhino's rookie, Mark Grace, and Sean Dunson. I got down to the field. Rhino was there. He signed it. But then he saw my other two cards, and he pulled Sean Dunson and Mark Grace over to sign my cards. That was hit like Rhino. I was a first baseman, but I played like Grace, and those were fond memories. And hearing my first at the Cubs game, hearing Harry Carey calling out the double play, Rhino, Dungeon, Grace, Cubs win! That was the greatest to hear at a nine-year-old they could have. And I've been going to Cubs games ever since 89, and it's been a blessing to go to.
Alex, appreciate the call and the memories, man. And that just tells you, like, we're finding out. I mean, we knew already, but it's just being stated more and more, the person that this dude was and his understanding of his place in the Chicago Cubs and his place in Cubs fans' hearts. I said earlier in the show that he would make a point when he would meet Cubs fans to say, hey, you want to take a picture? Because they were maybe too shy to say it, to not only understand who he is, but then to pull over an Andre Dawson and a Sean Dunston Marshall to give the kid the autograph. That's pretty remarkable, man.
Man, bring back the Sean-o-meter. that's what I'm thinking about right now after he said that with the call, the double play turning. Yeah, bring back the Sean-o-meter. Let's just bring it back.
Here's a text that came in when we were talking with Gary Sarge Matthews earlier in the show. We also talked with Bruce Miles and Ian Happ. Larry Boa will be here at 1:45. This is from the 219. Thank you, Sarge, for putting Little Joe in his place. I never knew he was called Little Joe. That made me feel good. LOL, the man, Sarge. Best call so far today. Love you, Sarge. Gary Matthews, so much love coming your way.
And Little
Joe was in reference to Joe Morgan.
Right.
Who was calling Gary Matthews to say, is this kid really that good?
And he put him in his place. And then when he got to the Hall of Fame, Joe Morgan changed his tune. But yeah, there was some kind of weird animosity there because they both played second base. And of course, Joe Morgan had the platform, Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's Ryan Sandberg. It's Ryan Sandberg.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT of second baseman. And I always knew Marshall, and not to make this about you know, whatever feud or rivalry those two had, rest in peace, Joe Morgan as well. But that's just the competitiveness of a pro athlete. Of, hey, who's this kid everybody's saying is better than me? Come on, is he really better than me? You know what I mean? Like, looking back on it now, it makes sense a little bit that Joe Morgan felt some sort of way about Ryan Sandberg as he was coming up. People were like, man, this might be the greatest ever at that position, a position that Joe Morgan played at a very high level.
Facts, not feelings. That's what I will say to the crowd who wants to, you know, say that about Joe Morgan.
Let's go back to the phones and out to South Bend, Indiana. Tim listening on the Odyssey app. Tim, you're on the Score. What's up, man?
It's still morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's a really sad day in Cubs Nation today. But while we're mourning the loss of Sandberg, we also need to celebrate his life.
Yes.
And I was going through some streams, and I found a very interesting story that Ryan was talking about. They were playing Cincinnati, and Sutcliffe gave up a home run, and Billy Connors came out of the dugout to for a mound visit. And Rhino said he came up to the mound, and he told Sutcliffe the reason that Billy Connors came out to the mound was to give the guys a chance to reload the fireworks in center field.
That's good.
I kind of cracked up on that one. That was pretty good. And then another one with Andre Dawson. I guess Rhino, when he was in the minor leagues at AAA, he led the league in ejections when he was with the Cubs. And Andre made a statement that he didn't even know Rhino could talk.
The fire is there. It's just not always showing on the outside.
Tim, appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. That and the story from Ian Happ about, well, if it's a ball, I'll just take it. He'll steal the base. If it's a strike, I'll just get a double. Like that cockiness, that bravado, it was in there. Like, even though he wasn't Michael Jordan or Walter Payton, these guys that would tell you out loud what they were going to do or what they just did and be very braggadocious about it.
Backstage.
He still had it.
Backstage.
It was understated, but he still had that sort of bravado, that confidence. And I always say great athletes need to be a little bit delusional. You know what I mean? And Rhino certainly had a little bit of that. Open phone lines, open segments, the entire noon hour before Mark Grody joins us.
Well, we got five on it next.
Oh, that's right. We have five on it coming up next. Sorry.
And after that,
open,
it's all y'all.
Open phone lines, open segments. So stay right there if you're on hold. Keep getting the text in. We'll read as many of them as we can. That's Marshall Harris reminding me, Rami Makhlouf, that five on it is coming up next on Rahimi and Harris right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple.
Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.